if a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Hello there, my fellow tax slaves from the plantation of Slavelandia. Did you hear about that Republican fella? What's his name? Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. You know, he and Donald Trump, that's right, Donald Trump, got together and passed this $100 billion spending bill for $61 billion to Ukraine, and what is it, $14.8 billion to Israel, and then various other things in there, including $15 million to start tagging cows. Tagging cows across America. You know, I've talked about several times how there's a war on food. And how there's a technocracy being built where they want to track and trace everything and commoditize nature, if you will. To have a technocracy, you have to know everything. A lot of people say the reason communism failed is because the state was unable to manage everything because they didn't have enough data. A lot of times you hear, data is the new gold. If you can track and trace everything, you can begin to control everything. You guys see that little red bird up in there? Isn't that beautiful? So tracking and tracing everything is the name of the game. Kind of what they did, you know, during the Cerveza sickness. Still can't talk much about that, can we? But during the Cerveza sickness, a lot of places tried to roll out the old vaccine ID. And it took on in a lot of places. But also to know everything and to break the population into these things, they try to make it convenient for you, you know? It's gonna be a whole lot easier. And an interesting thing is, how many people fly? How many people travel every year? Millions and millions and millions and millions of flights every year, all over the place. I dare say, I don't know, but a billion people moving around every year. So, after 9/11, after two planes took down three buildings, two planes took down three buildings. Ain't that something? After two planes took down three buildings on 9/11, they passed this thing called the Patriot Act. And what it did was, they already had that thing already wrote up, y'all. You know, you can't write up a encyclopedia worth of shit in just a couple of weeks. So, what did it do? Went up to the old cupboard of things that we really want to accomplish towards totalitarianism. And I said, oh, this looks good. Now, I can't call it what it is, tiptoe to totalitarianism. So they renamed the thing, you know, one of those Barnum statements. Where you kind of, you tell people something that feels good, but it really don't mean shit. And they called it the Patriot Act. And along comes Homeland Security, don't you know? Great goodness, they're gonna keep us secure and safe and everything else. So what'd they do? Well, let's start it with the airports and the shoe bomber. Oh my God, the guy with the shoe and all, you know, there's terrorists everywhere, y'all. And mainly on airplanes. They love airplanes. And so you guys are gonna have to go through these metal detectors and you're gonna have to take your belt off and your shoes off and bend over when we tell you. And if we don't like you very much, we'll fill you up. I'll tell you a story. Josephine and I took a trip. We had to fly into Vegas, and then we went up to a little conference up in Utah. But when we were flying in, or flying out, I don't even remember, it must have been flying out. TSA, you know, I did to take the shoes off and all, and I'm irritated with the shit to begin with, the totalitarian state in the middle of America. So, what I do, I didn't think nothing about it, slammed all my stuff down, walked on there, beep, 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 beep. Y'all, I done forgot to take my belt off. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all something. I am a little bit challenged in the butt department. My whole family is genetically inclined to no acetal. We have that genetic, I don't know what happened. The Lord must have said run out of butts and didn't give us none. So anyway, if I take my belt off, my pants are generally speaking scooted down on my exterior. So, the TSA wants to fill me up now, y'all, because I got this belt on and all. I told him the reason and all. And this is this big, ball-headed, I will hold the rest of it until then. But what it is, he wanted to fill me up, y'all. Wanted to fill me up. So, he commenced to pat me down. Sir, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to slowly swipe my, you know, the jewels, if you will. Well, he gets down there, and he's down there on his hands and knees about that height. You know what I mean? And, I said, you know, I got a question for you. You couldn't get a damn job in the private sector filling people up, and so you had to come here. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tell you something. That bald head turned as red as a beet. He stood up and he asked me, are you a smart ass? I said, no, I just don't like getting felt up by damn nobody. Big rig of Monroe, the whole TSA people was looking all over the place, and a stupid attendant come up there. And he threatened me with not, you want to fly today, he said? I said, are you threatening me? He said, hey, you keep it up and you're not going to fly. I said, fuck you. And I'm, excuse my French people, but that is exactly what came out of my mouth. Well, needless to say, no, it ain't needless to say, that damn fool backed down. And he said, you get on, go on and get on your flight. I said, fine, fuck you. But, ladies and gentlemen, in the land of the free, I ain't that damn scared of a shoe bomber. And I believe private sector could do better than they do. This ain't nothing but indoctrination. And this comes down to tracking and tracing and making obedient little slaves out of me and you on the plantation of slave land, you y'all. That what you want? That what you want? Is that what you're gonna submit to? The Justice Department, the FBI, the CIA, all these in collusion together. Now, it ain't all of them, but the ones in the know and all that, and the way they compartmentalize and have, you don't know how evil these people really are. These people are evil. Evil. These dogs just having the best time out here. And it's hard to believe the plantation. The plantation's a beautiful thing. The plantation is a beautiful thing. The problem is the people that want to control it. The people that want to manage the human farm. It's been this way for thousands and thousands of years. America is just a different management style. It's a different subsidiary of the big corporation. It promised you all these things in the Constitution. And I believe knowing that it was going to grow and metastasize. And I also believe that the people that drew it up, pushed it through, most of them believed they were doing the right thing. And now it's come to the point where we all got to think about, are we living in an actual free state, or are we quickly heading into a totalitarian nightmare in which all of us are going to be servants of the state? These are the things that the people need to consider. I know we're busy. We're busy all over the place. We're busy just trying to live our lives. And in every turn, in every part of society, your life is getting harder and harder. Look at the financial system, they're bringing it down. and sharing that you're going to be broke and own nothing. See, the housing market is topped out, and big corporations are buying houses, buying entire subdivisions for rent. You know, Klaus Schwab, you will own nothing and be happy. Well, they're well on their way. But it's a big country. It takes a while to get that kind of stuff, you know, going. Kind of like boiling a frog. Do it slowly so they don't jump out. By the time they realize it's too damn hot, their legs are damn won't work. Come on. Y'all, these dogs. These dogs will wander off. Hey, come on. You know, they don't have to think about anything. We call them the undocumented Mexicans. But they're much more than that. They got it carefree. They got it kind of carefree. As long as they can smell somebody's butt and all, they're pretty good little dogs. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now that what you got coming, and most everybody can kind of see the outline, at least, of what is actually going on. And when you consider, you know, what they want to call Bidenomics, which is the Federal Reserve, really. They control the flow of money and where money goes and where it's invested. And the puppet doesn't have much to do with it, but we're heading into a technocratic state in which freedom of thought is not going to be tolerated. We see the TikTok ban has already gone through. Another one of these Trojan horse bills where they get the nose of the camel under the tent, and next thing you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who it is or what it is. If you ain't thinking right, you're gonna get censored. You're gonna get shut off. Government control of your money and those old central bank digital currencies. You give them control of your means of exchange. They got control now, but you give them instantaneous control where they can shut it off like a spigot. You're asking for trouble. And ladies and gentlemen, we are asking for trouble. I hadn't reported on county council in a while. And, you know, sometimes county council just is so, lack of a better word, idiotic. If you don't want a damn, there's nothing to report. It's the same shit, different day. Recently they had a meeting and they had another 12 commenters, public commenters, 11 of which commented on housing and the new regulations and that kind of thing. And then there was a girl, Miss Dr. Maggie May, that came up and had this little rant about cease and desist with Katie Gwynn for false allegations or something. And it was interesting, old Russell Browser gave a point of order and all. You can't talk about anybody up there. Period. they all gang up and you know, shut you down. But it was interesting, and I don't know what happened. But the drama of Katie Gwynn continues as she spins her little webs all over the place. And people see through it. It doesn't take all that long to be around Miss Katie Gwynn to understand it, that depending on who she's talking to, that's the position she takes. And Katie Gwynn is not to blame for anything. Always, always remember that. Ladies and gentlemen, the way we get ourselves out of these predicaments that we are in is educating. You have the right to listen to whatever and whomever you want. The United States government doesn't believe that. They believe that they can tell you who and who is not trustworthy. You have the right to listen to their bullshit. You have to listen, right to listen to the Russian bullshit, Iranian bullshit, Florida bullshit, Georgia bullshit, South Carolina bullshit. You got a right to listen to everybody and anybody that you wish to. You have that inherent God-given right. You also have the right to decide for yourself what is and is not true. You have the right to remain silent and do nothing. You also have the right to speak up freely. And you have the right to defend yourself against those that wish to violate that right. The thing you have to decide on is what is and what is not important to you. And what your decisions are going to have an effect on your children. Look at your kids and ask yourself, when you get old and decrepit and your kids are 50, 60, 70 years old, what are they going to say you did? What is the world going to look like then? And then what are you going to answer when your kid said, "Dad, what did you do when they took it over? We can't even speak about such things today. Where were you then? What were you doing?" And for me, I'm gonna say I was fighting tooth and nail for your right, my right, our God-given rights. Those are the decisions that we all have to make, what is important in life, what is not. But ladies and gentlemen, the technocratic state from hell is just around the corner. Well, that's all I wanted to say today. Fred and Flo are ready to go. Except for that one over there in the woods. Digging a hole. That thing is like a mole hunter. Anyway, you boys and girls, I know that long rant, maybe. Something to think about, don't you know? Till next time. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
to steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?